Welcome to the Bringing Intimacy Back show. I'm the host, Dr. April Brown. And today what we're going to talk about is something that's really dear to my heart, is how to be intimately connected with your children. Because as parents, we are the first, I used to like to say boss, but the first person that our children interact with. And so how we connect with them helps them later on in making intimate connections with others. And so today, what we're going to talk about is using art as one of the ways that we can connect with our children. And I'm so blessed and honored and just fabulous to have one of my good friends, colleagues, that's also in Fort Myers, Florida. Definitely. Raina Lombardi, and she is an art therapist. Yes, that's here, that's in Southwest Florida. And so can you tell us about your journey and how you became an art therapist and working with children?
Sure. So I always knew I wanted to do something in the helping field.
Yes.
And I wasn't exactly sure what that was going to be. So as an undergraduate, I studied art. I was always passionate about art. So okay. I studied art history, art education, and psychology, and then went on to get a graduate degree in art therapy and mental health counseling.
Yes.
And I didn't think that I wanted to work with kids, but my second year in school, I ended up at an amazing internship, and it was at a therapeutic school, and I fell in love with working with children, and okay. I pretty much worked with children ever since, and that was about 15 years ago.
Yes, yes, good. And so for people out there listening, what exactly is art therapy?
So art therapy is a mental health profession where we use art as a healing tool for people to develop insight, awareness, understanding, to resolve problems or learn how to come up with solutions to their problems, to regulate their emotions, all kinds of things. It just depends on the population, but we're drawing from the psychological theories and counseling theories and applications. Okay. And using art media to put it all together.
Yeah, it's a great tool, especially because sometimes people have a hard time talking in therapy.
Yes.
And they're like, oh my gosh, I don't really want to talk, but art gives them a way to express themselves.
Absolutely. That is one of the really wonderful things. And sometimes people who struggle to communicate or articulate what's going on for them internally are often surprised what happens on the page, so to speak. And then they're able to talk about the image, and it gives a different context for them to talk about what their experience is, and it gives a little bit of a space too.
Right. It makes them feel that it's okay to share.
Yeah.
Which is critical, and even in connecting with the therapist, but even in learning how to express yourself.
Yeah.
I think art has been a variety of, it's a way of helping to show people how to express themselves, definitely. And so in dealing with that, also in going into this intimate connection that we're talking about, and we're going to talk more about, what is your definition of an intimate connection?
Yeah, well, I really believe that an intimate connection is when we can be in the same space with somebody else and it feels safe, it's trusting, we're connected, and we're really tuned in to the other person.
Okay.
And we're listening and we're present. It's really about presence, right?
Presence.
We can't be intimate without being in the here and now and in the present moment.
Right. And how important is that for parents?
Incredibly important for parents to create time to foster that intimate connection with their children, and their children are hungry for it.
Yes. Yeah. And I believe that it's really about the quality of time, not so much the
absolutely.
Because some people think like, oh my gosh, I work a full job, and maybe I'm a single mom, and I've been there as a single mom. But it is about the quality.
Yes, it is. It's about turning everything off, getting rid of the phone, and paring it down, being with the child, whether that's reading together, doing an activity together, spending that time where you can have an uninterrupted conversation with your children. And when you're doing stuff, fun stuff, whether mm-hmm. it's cooking or creating or listening to music and dancing, whatever it is, as long as you're active, even if it's playing with their toys with them, imaginative play.
Right.
Once they're doing, they start to open up and okay. really share about their experience, where a lot of parents will say, well, I asked them how their day was when I picked them up from school, and of course they're not going to say anything then.
Yes.
They need to be relaxed.
Right.
And they are most relaxed when they're creating and playing and using their imagination and their hands.
Right, right, right. And like you said, it's about being present, because sometimes, like if you're picking your kids up and you're kind of on the phone and doing this and the radio's playing, and then you're like, the kid gets in, you're like, how's your day? And, but you're really not even listening.
Right.
It doesn't make that intimate connection there.
Absolutely.
So you're stating that it's got to be present.
Really about being in the present moment and the here and now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and being in the here and now, it's really critical in dealing with parents and for that intimate connection for children. And would you say that that part of the intimate connection is a really important act when they're babies or young? Or
oh my gosh, I think it's throughout their
yes.
development, their entire development.
Yes.
Teenagers too want their parents' undivided attention just as much as little toddlers
mm-hmm.
do. They might go about asking for it in different ways,
yes.
and their behavior might suggest otherwise, or they might say, like, I don't really want to spend time with them or
yes.
whatever, but they really do.
Yes, definitely. Yes, I would definitely suggest, especially for people who are out there saying, you know, I have a teenager they don't want to talk to, but that's the most critical time, is to be that intimate connection with them. And so we're going to go and take a small break, and when we get back, we're going to talk about how we use art as a way to connect with our children and the importance of it. This is the Bringing Intimacy Back show, where intimacy is real. Welcome back to the Bringing Intimacy Back show. Today we've been talking with Renee Lombardi and Raina Lombardi, and we've been talking about how we use art as a way to connect with our children. And one of the things that I want to talk more about is sometimes people think art is just you playing with it,
mm-hmm.
playing. But how does it actually help develop a person intellectually, emotionally, socially?
Wow. Art is, I think, one thing that humans have always been drawn to, right? It's part of our development. Children, even if they don't have art materials, say if they live in tribal communities, there will be evidence of them creating art in the sand with sticks. So it's something that is innate within us. And it is one of the primary ways kids use to communicate when they're starting to develop and
right.
learning about themselves. It can teach them ways to understand what's going on within them.
Okay.
So, you know, little kids, toddlers and such, right, they don't have the vocabulary to be able to communicate what's going on internally, or they don't quite understand. So giving them some art materials to express that starts to teach them how to do that, so they start to learn about it. But of course it helps when you facilitate, like, tell me about it.
Right.
What does that mean? Why did you choose red? Why did you choose blue? What does this circle over here
right.
mean, or this shape? And teach them to talk about what they're creating at the same time, and it starts to integrate that whole
mm-hmm.
that whole piece.
Yes, and I think even like you said, the creation part is really important. And that helps build up someone's self-esteem.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It helps them learn how to problem solve.
Yes.
Come up with solutions to ideas. If we weren't creative, I don't know, we wouldn't have all the things that we have today.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And since you're talking about creation, is there a difference between, I know you've mentioned before in our private conversations, parallel creation and interaction creation?
Well,
in the sense of
art, so there are two different ways about creating.
Okay.
So we can collaborate and create together, and that of course teaches social communication skills, right? And compromise.
Right. So that means when a parent and a child creates a special project together?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And they're like making decisions together. They're choosing like, well, what color do you like? What color do you like? How should we go about this? And you start to teach them how to work
together.
Work in collaboration, right. and how to compromise and problem solve in that way, which is wonderful for the relationship. Mm-hmm. You're developing trust and bonding in that time. And then it's also, it's different, but also an opportunity to learn about one another when you're creating in a parallel process.
Okay.
So you can be teaching, you know, healthy recreational skills and, you know, personal self-care skills. Giving time to express yourself is, as a therapist, obviously,
yes.
You know, most therapists encourage that to their clients, whether it's journaling or making art, playing music, whatever it is, some way of expressing themselves is a healthy self-regulation skill.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if a parent and child are creating parallel, then there's an opportunity to share. Oh, tell me about your picture. I'll tell you about mine.
Okay.
And then you engage in a conversation. The child learns a little bit more about you, but you're also modeling
right.
To the child how to talk about your experience, how to express yourself in safe, healthy, and appropriate ways. Art can be a great way for a kid that's struggling with stress, anger, sadness to express themselves on paper.
Right, definitely. Is it used a little different when you're working with teenagers or if you're a parent of a teenager?
It could be, yeah. Depending, you know, younger kids, you probably, they might be more engaged in sensory-based art play. And where you're really engaging the senses, they might want to just do exploratory stuff, finger painting, you
right.
know, mushing clay, or maybe you make Play-Doh together and you play around with essential oils and make it smell really fun and
mm-hmm.
get them engaged in that way. But surprisingly, the teens that come to my office, they love
to do the sensory
stuff. Yeah. So you'd think like, oh, they would want to, you know, go to a place where they can talk about themselves a little
right.
bit more, and they do appreciate that, but they love the sensory stuff too.
Right, right. Kind of reminds me that, I guess, for all of us, there's a kid inside of us.
Yes, and it's so important to continue to nurture that child and recognize that child and honor that child and allow that child the space to play and
mm-hmm.
express.
Right, right. And with the different forms of or types of art, has there been one that's better than the other, or are they all just...
Goodness, I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I think
okay.
it just depends on the person and what
okay.
their preference is. You know, sometimes for some kids or some individuals, they may really like, you know, pencil and eraser because it's very rigid.
Right.
But it might be beneficial for them to play around with things that are more fluid and
right.
expressive. And they might learn a little bit more about themselves from stepping out of their comfort zone.
Okay. Yeah. I want to go back to one of the things you said, that it can also help heal.
Yeah.
Because sometimes as a parent, your child may be hurt for a variety of things, whether it's bullying, or maybe you guys are right now going through a divorce and your child
yes.
is hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we elaborate or talk a little bit more about how we art or as a parent, what we can do with the art to help?
Yeah, absolutely. Creating opportunities for the child to have materials. And even if, you know, some people think, well, I don't have money, right?
Yes.
That makes it really difficult. Well, you can use all different kinds of things to
mm-hmm.
allow your child to express themselves. It doesn't have to be fancy, really expensive materials. It could be recycled materials
right,
from your recycling bin, and,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be surprised at what they'll go ahead and create and sculpt. But it's about creating the opportunity and allowing them the opportunity to express themselves. You know, setting up the time,
right.
establishing a time and schedule for
okay.
it, making the time, right?
Making the time. That's what you were saying
yeah.
earlier. And that's one of the things we talked about is making the time. And so we are going to start preparing for a small little break here. And as we've been talking about the importance of making time for your kids to connect, but also the importance of doing activities. And we've been talking about different art activities. And when we get back, we will talk about more tools for you out there listening on how you can connect with your child. This is the Bringing Intimacy Back show, where intimacy is real. Welcome back to the Bringing Intimacy show, where intimacy is real. And today we've been talking about how to intimately connect with your children, because that's critical in their development of being healthy adults. And today I've been honored to have one of my friends from Southwest Florida, because that's where I'm from, our therapist, Raina Lombardi, and she has a thriving practice in Southwest Florida. Yes, and your practice name is?
Florida Art Therapy Center,
yes. Yes, so we have people out there that are listening, and maybe they're having, I'm going to start with the older ones first, but they're having a teenager out there, and maybe they're having a hard time connecting with that teenager, and they're listening, and they're saying, maybe this art therapy, maybe something. What are some tools that you can give our audience member?
Well, first, I would say, as an adult, let go of any fear that you have about creating. Sometimes, at least in my work, that when I've worked with adults, adults are like, oh, I don't really feel comfortable doing that. They've disconnected from that playful part of themselves, and they haven't done art since maybe fifth grade or sixth grade or something. Let go of the fear and put yourself out there. If you teach your child to avoid fear, then they're going to avoid fear, which is not good. We want to have healthy risk taking.
Right. You mentioned a great part, because children pick up on how we feel.
Absolutely.
And our fears and our anxieties. So if you really have fears or anxiety, you really should get help for it, but not display it onto your children, because definitely,
Yeah, and so if you're afraid of making a mistake, then they might be afraid of making a mistake. So, you know, teach them it's okay to make mistakes and have fun and have the focus be about the process of doing and not creating something that has to be displayed, right? It's really about, again, going back to what we first started talking about, being in the moment, being in the present moment, and focused on the process of doing together. So let go of the fear and say, you know what, let's create something together. Let's focus on our family and understanding our family more, and let's create a family crest together. Let's pick out symbols that represent what our family values are, our family beliefs are, you know, what our family history is, our culture, right? Things that are unique to your family. Create something together. It's going to give an opportunity for a really wonderful conversation to develop, and have your child learn maybe a little bit about your family history that maybe they don't know, and that will help them feel more connected to the group, right? To the extended family as well. Like, we all want to be connected.
Awesome. And that's a great idea, because that can be like a legacy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So definitely. Yes. And so then, what about those parents who have maybe little ones?
Little ones.
Yes.
Honestly, little ones are so much fun because they're so free. They don't have that fear yet. And they're like, they just dive right in and they don't care about making mistakes and making a mess. They just go for it. So I love doing things like creating different colored pots of bubble water.
Right.
With either food coloring or liquid watercolor, different size wands for bubble blowing. Hang up a white sheet outside, different color bubbles, and blow bubbles and watch them, you know, splatter and pop and create a really fun abstract piece. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of shared joy in the experience, a lot of laughter and giggles and fun. And, you know, that's what it's about, sharing those intimate moments.
Yes. Yeah. And then I'm sitting here listening and thinking, and there may be parents out there, or parents like myself, who have adult children.
Yeah.
What tips would you give for parents who have adult children, especially who are in their 20s and, you know, are going through life challenges of whatever?
Absolutely.
How to use art to connect.
Wow. Well, you know, there are so many of those, like, painting classes.
Oh, yes.
And, like, there's so many, like, boutiques for different kinds of creating. Mm-hmm. I would say, like, going out and doing one of those together at just a time to sit next to one another. You'll both be doing your own independent things, but it will be a time to talk and connect one-on-one and mm-hmm. and have some fun.
Yeah, definitely, because that would make it, like, overwhelmed, just all together. It holds it all together, having that art and that intimate connection there. Yes. Well, thank you so much for being on our show. Can you definitely give the website out for people who may want to connect with you?
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Yes. So the website is floridaarttherapyservices.com.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much. And this has been the Bringing Intimacy show, where intimacy is real. Thanks.